Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter in Masechtes Meisris, Perik Dalet Mishnei am Kalef Siyoyim. This person is peeling, he's shelling barley kernels. Meser Klipasan says about the Nuri, he's removing their shell. Makalef Achas, Achas V'Eichel. It's okay, you can do it without being Mafris Meisris. You're doing it within the context of Achilas Sarai, but you have to eat the kernels one by one. And says the Batanur, it's dafka if you're not near the Gairin. If you were near the Gairin, near the storage house, then you can peel even more. Why? Because once you're in a position to put back what's extra, we say that what you took out was never really separated from the main pile. That's le'nigmaru melachtoi. Zayzok the Batanur. But getting back to the Mishnah. So I can shell the barley kernels one by one. I don't have to separate maestros. But the trick is, don't put it into your hand. V'im kilef, v'nosa letach yadai. If he shells one kernel, takes out the peel, puts it in his hand, and then he shells a second one. Chayiv is chayiv. Chayiv, of course, means you're a mechuyev to separate maestros before you eat any more. Once you peel two or more of the barley kernels together, and then you're going to eat them, it is no longer achilas aroi, it now becomes achilas kva. Vayitra says in Mishnah, Hamoylel melilois shel chitim. If you wanted to eat raw wheat, sometimes they did. But the problem is there's something called like a husk. It's a hard shell. You have to crack it off first. So the way they would do it is they would rub it between their hands. That's called moylel melilois. If you rubbed it between your hands, you break off the shell. And then you have to separate the kernels from the shell. But first you have to like crack it off. So hamoylel melilois shel chitim, the person rubs the wheat between his hands, menapa miyad liyad. So you cracked it, but it's still mixed together. You still have to take out the kernel from the wheat. So you can sift it out by throwing it from one hand to the other. Like a juggler. When you throw it from one hand to the other, the heavier kernels land in his hand, and the lighter, like peels, is going to fall away. The eichel, and that's how you eat it. I need you to do it this way, in order to maintain the status of achilas aroi. Because v'im nipa v'nosa l'teich cheikai, if you're going to sift it and not throw it from hand to hand, you're going to pile them up in your lap, then chayiv. Once he gathers them in his lap, it's called achilas kva. A snack you eat straight from your hand. You don't gather them in your lap. Vayitra zokt de Mishnah. Some plants have different parts of the plant that you would eat. For example, kuzbar, which we teach coriander. So some people, actually most of the time, you ate the seeds, like a pomegranate. Why do you plant a pomegranate? For its seeds. So with the kuzbar, the seeds were the main thing. So the Mishnah tells us as follows. Kuzbar shezera lezera. If you planted this coriander, this kuzbar, for the seed, yiraka pater, the leaves are pater from maestros. Even though sometimes people eat the leaves, the way you would eat lettuce leaves, but it loses its chashivas. However, zera liyarak, but if you planted it for its leaves, then the saseres zera liyarak. If you planted it for its leaves, you have to separate maestros both from the seeds and the leaves. You hear the chap here? Meaning that the main thing is the zera. So if you plant it for the zera, the leaves become so insignificant, you don't have to take off maestros. But if you plant it for the leaves, so the leaves get a chashivas because you planted it for the leaves, but the zera doesn't lose their chashivas. You have to take maestros on the seed as well. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar says, Hashevas is dill. Nesaseres zera, v'yorok, v'zirin. You have to take off maestros from the seeds, from the leaves, and here, add stems. The stems are edible. People eat them. It doesn't have to be he planted it for the stems, even if he stem planted it. When it comes to dill, you have to give maisa from all three. The seeds, the leaves, and the stem. Dill have like these long branches. But when it comes to the kuzber, explains about Tanura, the only way you would have to give maisa from the stem is if you planted it for the stem. The Chachamim, but the Chachamim say, you do not, in most cases, you don't have to take maestros from both seeds and leaves. That's if you planted it stam. The exceptions are, El ha-shachalayim v'agar gebulvan. Shachalayim is cress. Cress is a kind of a salad plant. It's something in the mustard family. And shachalayim. What's shachalayim? In Arabic, it's chav el shar, says the Batanur. Ubalaz krishayim. So again, it's a salad kind of a thing. People eat the leaves. Most people eat the leaves. So here, if you plant it stam, you have to take maizes from the seeds and the leaves. But in other plants, like dill, that we spoke about before, and sheves, they're not eaten by most people. And their leaves are not considered food, and therefore you don't have to take off maizes. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, if you peel barley kernels, the way to do it, if you want to take off maizes, is to shell them one by one, and just eat it. If you put two into your hands, you're chayiv, unless, explains about Tanura, you're next to the garden where you put back the extra, so memel, even if you have two, being that the mindset is I'm putting back the extra, it's still called achilas aroi. And we spoke about moil melilais, rubbing the ears of wheat between your hands. So you rub it between your hands, you crack off the shell. Then when you sift it, throw it from one hand to the other. And that's how you should eat it. If you put it into your lap, it becomes achilas kva. Kuzber, what's the name with kuzber? If you plant it for the seeds, then you're potter to take maizes from the leaves. But if you plant it for the leaves, you have to take maizes off both the seeds and the leaves because the seeds are the main thing. Rabbi Larza says in the case of dill, you have to take off maizes even if you plant it plain. From the seeds, from the leaves, and also from the stems. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, the only time you have to take off maizes, both from the seeds and the leaves, if you plant it plain, is by shechlayim and gargir. Salad-like plants, over there, most people eat the leaves. Even if you plant it plain, you have to take off maizes from the leaves.